I talked to the mayor
up in Rochester, who evidently is not a very strong figure. I thought that on this whole problem, and I just passed the idea on to you, and perhaps you'd think about it, maybe we could work on it and see if it makes any sense. I think what really is required in these communities is some action, particularly amongst the young people, that gives them the feeling that there's some hope. Obviously, with the communists, with the black Muslims, and just the no-gooders, you're not going to be able to do anything. But, you know, they talked about the city of Washington exploding 3 years ago, and there were all those articles nationwide. And I think what's been done here through the opening up of these swimming pools, the opening up the job program in the summer, the within the government and outside the government, the opening of the park, and this effort that we've made to have people speak at all of these high schools while the schools have been going on and lecture and talk to them has given at least the younger people a feeling that there are people in government and important places that are interested in them. And our experience in making the effort in juvenile delinquency is that makes a hell of a difference. And frequently these mayors are in touch with the Negro community only through the Democratic politicians. Political leaders who are almost considered Uncle Toms to these, particularly to the young people, but to some of the older people too. They want to strike out on their own, and they want to make their own name, and they don't want to be delivered by the fellow that's been delivering the Democratic votes for the last 20 years. So, but mayors, political figures, have not really been sufficiently. Have not sufficiently realized it, and so that they've been dealing with the same people, and the result is that the situation has gotten somewhat out of hand. Now, Rochester's somewhat different. They have, you know, they have very low rate of unemployment. They got some dropouts there, but the situation is better. But you could have that kind of an explosion in a lot of these cities, and I would think that if it occurs during August and September and October, it could cause us some difficulty. I don't know that it's going to go on, but the fact that you have Harlem and Rochester is going to give some of these people ideas in some of these other communities. My thought was of the possibility of having a meeting of maybe the mayors of these communities, perhaps others, have it arranged beforehand that some of the mayors that have done some work in this field get up and speak, so it's not just the sort of the federal government coming in and telling people what to do in their communities, but have it. I mean, you perhaps speak and address them and welcome them, and then have some of the mayors, maybe of Chicago or New York or whatever it might be, get up and talk a little bit about what's going on in his community and what steps are being taken, how they're developing programs. Then perhaps Keppel would get up and talk a little bit about education, what the federal government's attempting to do. Maybe Sarge would talk about the poverty program and what it's going to mean in these communities, how anxious you are to work with all of them. In other words, sort of, and then somebody get up and speak in law enforcement, what some of the problems are, and what steps could be taken, how the federal government's willing to cooperate. The FBI is always available to obtain and exchange information, and we all want to work together, and it has to be cared. Obviously, the communists make an effort to infiltrate the civil rights movement. They haven't been successful, but it's something that has to be watched continuously, and in certain instances they have achieved positions of importance, which must be concerned to everybody. And then perhaps you ended up by saying we all want to work together. I think that got some advantages in stimulating some activity in some of these communities where they haven't had it. And secondly, it puts us a little bit on top of it, and not perhaps just reacting to what happens in some of these communities and then trying to come in and throw some water on a fire. The disadvantage that I see is the fact that it might indicate that that this is our responsibility, federal government's involved in it, and that therefore, you know, we take this on too much. I think everybody now looks upon it as a local responsibility. We don't want to have it a federal responsibility. But I think that we're going to have to take some of the blame for this, in any case, in people's minds in November. And to be indicating that we're doing something about it might be helpful. But I thought this was a thought, and I thought just pass it on to you, and maybe you think about it a little bit.
I think it has some merit. I've got a meeting coming on with the school superintendents, and I've got one with the college presidents. And I think this would probably fit into it. I don't know whether they've given any, they gave some thought to calling in officials on law enforcement. But I think yours is a broader thought than that with the, and we're doing it certainly with the schools, our job program and our poverty program and things we're doing along that line, our education. And I think that what you suggest is broader, and I don't know whether they've given any thought to cities or not. I'll talk to them. And
now, they had I had received an idea from over there about having some athletes go into these communities. The difficulty, and you know, people that the young people look up to, the difficulty in that, in my judgment, is that they really have to come in with a program, because they get a lot of these young Negro kids there and just say, you shouldn't be rioting. I think they have to come in and say, this is what's going to be done in Rochester, and say, you know, we're going to have some buses here that are going to take people out to the lake, and we're going to have, this is a job training program the federal government started, and this is, you know, come in with three or four things, and not just have, send athletes in there, or singers, or whatever it might be, and saying everybody should stay at home. Now, the only way to do that, I mean, it's awfully difficult for us to go into the mayor of Rochester, or the mayor of any of these other communities, and say, what are you going to do, unless he asks for our help? I thought that the way to do that is perhaps just if you had this kind of a meeting, you could develop it from there as to what might be done.
Now, what you're thinking about who we would ask? How would we be sure that we got the Rochesters in there?
Well, what we'd have to analyze is where you have the Negro population. I think we also should bring in where you got Mexican-American populations, like Phoenix, Arizona. It's a very explosive situation. And we've been trying to do some work down there for the last year, but we can't get any of the community leaders to do anything. But, you know, you've got some situations in some of these Mexican-American communities. We could have some of them in so that people don't think that we're just working on Negroes.
I'd like to get into this. I wish you'd get me a memo, give me a page or two on what you'd propose. And I believe the pros are much more persuasive than the cons. And I'd just get it over to me. Let me look at it.
Okay.
And I'll let's put all the other things into it to mix it up. Let's just don't leave law enforcement. Let's put poverty in,
right,
and everything that we could do to do it. Now, are you going to be here tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
All right. I want you to come over sometime. I'll give you a ring maybe tomorrow or late in the evening. I don't know when what my calendar looks like. I'm not at my desk now. I'm over in the mansion. But I'll give you a ring, and you might get this up ahead of time, and we can have some other talks. I want to talk to you about some other matters. We can talk about this too.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.